The state Senate and Assembly have passed a bill that would carve the 8 congressional districts Wisconsin will have for this fall's elections. The most controversial part of the measure puts all of the city of Milwaukee into one district, along with a few suburbs. If Governor McCallum signs the bill, that might mean congressional redistricting won't go before a federal court in Milwaukee next month. But Milwaukee Democratic State Senator Gwen Moore will push for the federal judges to get involved. She wants Milwaukee to keep two districts, split sort of like they are now. Moore's lawyer, Chris Blythe, says putting all of Milwaukee's minorities into one district would break the law.
There was a case, Shaw versus Reno, in 1993, in which a congressional district was ruled invalid in North Carolina. And in that case, the court said the objective of creating that district was to pack all the minorities into one district. And they said, that's an invalid way to draw congressional district lines. That's what we believe is being done with the current plan in the city of Milwaukee.
Blythe says non-whites would still not have the majority in the single district, denying them effective participation in the electoral process. He says the plan violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. An attorney for a group of people that originally filed a lawsuit to get the federal court to take the case is now happy with a legislative bill creating one Milwaukee district. Mike Wittenweiler won't discuss whether the Voting Rights Act has been followed, but Wittenweiler says the state plan is fair.
It's a plan that addresses the issues of population growth and shifts in population throughout the state of Wisconsin, with respect for our core districts that we already have in place. And it also does a very good job of creating a new map during a time where we are going from 9 to 8 congressional districts.
Wittenweiler has asked the federal court to hold a status conference next week. An African-American group in Milwaukee called ACE also supports one seat for the city of Milwaukee, but the group would like two suburbs with growing minority populations to go to Democratic Representative Gerald Klutschka. The bill puts the two cities in the district of Republican James Sensenbrenner. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.